Today is the 14th Sunday after Pentecost. It's also the feast day of Saint Zephyrinus, Pope and Martyr for the Faith. Second Oration, Secret and Post-Communion come from his feast day today, August 26th. Please reserve Saturday, September 8th is forthcoming, just about a week from this Saturday. 1 p.m. we're having the blessing and the grand opening of the new school, and all are invited, of course, to spend time with the sisters, to spend time with the priests, seminarians, and bishops. And they'll be on, as they say, at 1 o'clock on September 8th, the blessing and the grand opening of the new school. Also, the bands of marriage are announced for the first time for James Gahan and Nadia Istovia. Anyone knowing a reason why this couple should not be joined in holy matrimony, please do contact one of the priests. Also, please note that next Sunday will be the last Sunday for the 7, 8:30, and 10 a.m. Mass schedule. It will resume, the normal schedule will resume on September 9th. That is 2 weeks from today. Mass schedule will be 7, 8:30, and 11. Also, as you know, last year the sisters needed a new van and we provided one for them. This year, the priests are in need of a new vehicle. So we are getting a new vehicle for the priests so that they may make their sick calls and communion calls, etc. So if you'd like to help defray the cost of this vehicle, there are envelopes in the back of the church and in the vestibules. The epistle appointedly read for the 14th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the epistle of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brethren, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are contrary one to another, so that you do not the things that you would. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are fornication, uncleanness, immodesty, luxury, idolatry, witchcrafts, enmities, contentions, emulations, wraths, quarrels, dissensions, sects, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I foretell you, as I have foretold you, that they who do such things shall not obtain the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is charity, joy, peace, patience, benignity, goodness, longanimity, mildness, faith, modesty, continency, chastity. Against such there is no law, and they that are Christ have crucified their flesh with the vices and concupiscences. And the Holy Gospel. The Gospel taken from St. Matthew, chapter 6, verses 24 through 33. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will sustain the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say to you, be not solicitous for your life, what you shall eat, nor your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than the meat, and the body more than the raiment? Behold the birds of the air, for they neither sow, nor do they reap, nor gather into barns, and your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are not you of much more value than they? And which of you, by taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? And for raiment, why are you solicitous? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They labor not, nor do they spin. But I say to you that not even Solomon in all of his glory was arrayed as one of these. Now if God so clothed the grass of the field, which is today and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more you, O ye of little faith? Be not solicitous, therefore, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For all these things doeth the heathens seek. For your Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Seek ye therefore first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be added unto you." Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. Seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be added unto you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today our Lord points out to us the very purpose for which we are created. And as it says in the Psalms, he made us and not we ourselves. That is, we are in his hands and all the ends of the earth. God himself made us out of nothing. God, who exists from all eternity, immense and infinite in all his perfections, he has revealed himself to Moses, the one who I am, who am. That is, he is the only self-sufficient being. and He fills everything with His presence. But it is God made us. He made us who and what we are and why He made us. He gave us a purpose of life. He gave us the very end for which we are to fulfill that purpose. The end, of course, is the honor and glory of God. The secondary purpose, of course, and secondary end is our own personal happiness. But first and foremost, we are to love and serve God in this world. He could not have made us for any other reason, any other purpose. When He created man with a rational soul, endowed his soul with the faculties of an understanding and affections of a free will, the end for which God had in view was that man should know use his understanding to know God, that he should use his affections to love God, and that he should use his will to freely choose God and the things that appertain to God for the glory and honor of God for all eternity. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it says, "Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is all." In other words, this is all that needs to be done. And when a man does this, he has done everything he needs to do. If a man faithfully complies and conforms his actions to this, that is, to keep God's commandments and fear God in a filial way, fearing Him and fearing of offending Him, if we do these things, we are supremely happy, no matter what circumstances we may find ourselves in this life. But if a man neglects the one thing necessary, the very purpose for which he was created, then no matter how flourishing his prosperity may be, or how happy his condition may appear in the world, a man who does not work after the one purpose of his creation is to be counted as supremely miserable, because he has missed the very object for which God has created him. The commandments which we are to keep have been summed up by our Lord Himself. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, with thy whole soul, with all thy strength and all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. This is the same truth which was presented to us today. There is no part of our being, no faculty, no energy of our body or soul, which does not belong entirely and solely to God. To devote them to any other purpose than honoring God and glorifying Him is to run contrary to the very purpose of divine providence. We cannot serve God and mammon equally. If we devote our faculties to anything else, then we forfeit the rewards which are promised to us for the proper use of our faculties and the creatures with which God has surrounded us. But if we must be careful to understand what our Lord means, lest we should despair in following and obeying Him. When we are told that we have one thing to do in this world, and that is to serve God and to prepare ourselves for our eternal possession of eternal happiness and possession of Him in eternal life, it does not mean that we are to run away from the things of the world and cease to occupy ourselves from the things of the world. That's impossible. As St. Paul says, we are to use the things of this world as though we use them not. And that is, the things of this world are given to us to be used to help us to gain eternal life. The point is that we are not to place our ultimate happiness in the acquisition or enjoyment of the things of this world, but to seek them and use them as far as God has intended. And that's why our Lord has said, "Seek first the kingdom of God." And the kingdom of God, of course, is twofold. It's the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God in this world, which is the Catholic Church. There are many who profess to be Catholics and belong to the Church, and who have been made subjects to this kingdom by baptism. But unhappily, they have no share in the justice of God in the Church, because they stay away from the sacraments, and they do not receive the benefits of God's redemption. We who are in the kingdom of God on earth by our baptism must earnestly seek, first and foremost, the graces which the Church has in her power to bestow upon our souls. And this search for grace is not a vain search. It is that of the worldly who seek satisfaction of the things of the world who seek in vain. When we seek for the things of God, when we seek for the graces given to us by the church, they are for us. They are given to us, and it satisfies the longings of our heart and our justice. Our Lord Himself has told us to seek His justice, and to doubt His power in granting it would be blasphemy. We must do our part. We must seek it diligently by receiving the sacraments regularly and faithfully. There are those who, although they profess to be Catholics, will not suffer the sacrifice and time and distance to present themselves to increase their justice, the justice of sanctifying grace in their souls. What are the joys and miseries of this life compared to the joys and miseries of the life to come? If we seek well the justice of God in the kingdom where God has placed us, then the joys of eternal life will be ours for all eternity. But if we neglect the justice which God gives to us through the sacraments of Holy Mother the Church and the sanctifying grace that God holds out for us for our souls, then the miseries of the life to come will be the reward. God has promised that if we are faithful to Him, we will not be the losers, even in this world, if we make sacrifices for Him. Why are ye fearful, ye of little faith? It's never been known that anyone who has been faithful to God in his spiritual duties was abandoned by Him even in his temporal things. If we cast a care upon Him, He will be mindful of us and He will sustain us. And above all, before all this, if we practice our religious duties, if we stay in the state of sanctifying grace, if we live as befits Catholics, then we can be assured that all else will be added to us. Seek first the kingdom of God and His justice, and everything will be added. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.